I deeply regret that there seems to be no connection today. I could not get into the studio. I tried for half an hour, and I was more than that, 40, at least that, and I could not get in. So please call us next week. Thank you so much. Oh, this is Mary Blake, and we seem to be having some kind of technical difficulties. I have seen a couple of people calling in. At first, it took over half an hour to get connected, and now I saw people on the studio, and before I could get connected, they hung up. So this is, I guess, just one of those days when we're not supposed to have a call, have a show. I will stay on for a few minutes just to make sure that if somebody else calls, I'll be here for them. Hello.
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 Can you hear me? Yeah, can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes,
sorry,
I can.
I was a little bit nosy. I wasn't sure I was going to get through.
We had incredible difficulty getting on. I don't know why. I couldn't get onto the show. So, you have me. This is Mary Blake, and Ada Marie is no longer with us. But if you're willing to talk with the spiritual healer, then go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I had a question. So, I mean, is that still possible for me to get an answer?
Sure. What is your name? What is your name?
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L. I apologize for the background noise.
Ashil, that's okay. I believe you've called in before.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you doing?
Not bad. I just have a question regarding a friend of mine. What is
oh, okay.
Old friend of mine. He's no longer a friend of mine.
Is the question about you in relationship to him or about him specifically?
Well, basically, I mean, can I ask now that I have you on the phone, or should we? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Can sure, you can ask me.
Now I wasn't sure if you were just, you know, going to put me on hold and come back to me, or I can ask the question now.
No.
Okay. All right, so the question
is... What is your question?
Well, I've changed my life, you know, recently for the last 2 years. I kind of let people go, people who no longer serve me. And because I'm setting a new, taking a new direction towards more spiritual path. So I pretty much let anybody in my life go and starting over with people who are more on my journey, so to speak. But this friend of mine that I used to be friends with, which is one of the people that I let go, and I haven't spoken to him over a year. And we go to the same gym. We used to go at the same time. So what I did is I changed my workout schedule. I go in the evening now because we used to go and we used to both go during the day. So that way at least there's no confrontation or anything like that. But somehow I managed to figure out that I go to the gym in the evening. And since that, I've been seeing him. And I just don't, you know, I made it clear that I'm not interested in having any more anything. I moved on my life, and I don't even talk to him. But he's constantly not coming to the evening. It's like he changed his schedule so that we see each other. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on, especially because yesterday, last night, I was at the gym again. I saw him too, and I just left and I came back home. And I was talking to my neighbor outside, and sure enough, I see him walking again. So I'm trying to understand, what is his problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he misses you, and I'm gathering you have changed your life, and I understand some of the things that you used to do with him you're not doing anymore. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I think the very best thing you could do is to let him know that you have changed that you've changed your life and you are no longer involved with the kind of things that you used to do together with him. And I hope you'll understand. Because I'm on a new path now, and it would be better if we didn't see each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, if I don't talk to you, I don't call you, I don't, you know, I every time I see you, probably like...
Wait a second. Sheil.
Yeah.
You're assuming that the guy is a mind reader, and he doesn't know why... and you need to tell him why. You can
okay,
say,
so that's
you know,
what
it's
the problem
not,
is? Okay.
Yeah, you can say it's nothing that you did, but I just simply have completely changed my life, and I'm living a more spiritual life now, and I thought you wouldn't be interested in the kind of life I'm living now.
Okay, because what I did, I was just ignoring him. I wasn't even acknowledging, not even saying hello. So I thought that was enough.
He's not a mind reader. He kind of needs to know why. And just say, I hope you'll understand, because if I start seeing you again, I might be tempted to backslide or to do the same things we used to do together, which I'm not doing anymore.
Okay. So what is going on in his mind? His mind is that's why he needs an explanation. Is that what's going on? That's why he's doing
He doesn't understand. He doesn't know why you're ignoring him. And he likes you, and he likes what you're doing together as friends, you know. And so now you have to tell him it's not you, it's me, and I've changed my life. And it just doesn't work anymore, because I'm not doing. What I want to do is I'm moving away to a very spiritual life now, and what we used to do doesn't fit in anymore. And I thought you'd understand that was silly of me.
Yeah, because the way I did it, it was just ignoring. I don't even acknowledge him. I passed him by like I don't know him. So I figured that would be enough to turn anybody off and just like, okay, you know what?
But you know something.
What?
Somebody that you used to be friends with, if they did that, if they just suddenly stopped talking to you and you didn't know why, wouldn't you wonder?
If they ignore me when they see me, I would not bother. You know, if they just pretend like they don't know me when they see me, that I wouldn't bother.
Well, see, everybody's not like you, Ashiel.
Okay. All right, so that's where the problem is.
And maybe
okay,
he doesn't want to lose you as a friend, and he liked the things you were, and he doesn't realize that you've changed your whole life.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, because I was just trying, so he's purposely like trying to be there, right? That's what I was trying to figure out, because I thought at first I never the whole year. I never seen him. The minute he realized that I go at night, I started seeing him. So I was like, "Is this can't be coincidence, or this is the, you know?"
Yeah, you just have to. Sometimes you just have to come out. Some people are sensitive, and aware, and they say, oh, I see. So because, see, maybe he thinks you got something on your mind. Maybe he thinks you didn't see him. Maybe, and since he walked by your house, he's trying to get you to see him and pay attention to him.
Yeah, because it's almost becoming obsessive, and that's what, you know, I was thinking, should I just snap at him?
This is what you want to do, is since he doesn't understand. You gotta explain it to him like a child.
Okay. No, I'm glad. I mean, because I was assuming that was enough, but I realized you made me understand that not anybody can say more. So,
Ashiel, you had assumptionitis. You were assuming that he knew when he didn't know. And come to think of it, you should have been aware when he kept trying to see you that he didn't understand. So, both of you you're looking different directions and assuming.
Yeah, but you know what? Because since I've been this spiritual type, I'm like, anything that's a little negative, I don't even want to associate myself with. I guess that was
You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him that you're staying away from him because he's negative. You just tell him. I've made a new commitment to live a spiritual life, and everything's changed with me, and I hope you'll understand. It has nothing to do with you; it's me. But I need to move on, go my own way.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm leaving my old life behind. Can you see that?
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm just, you know, and that will put an end to it, right?
Yeah, and do it very nicely.
Okay. All right.
Because on the spiritual path that you're on now, you don't want to, you just say, I hope you understand. But it's not you, it's me. But I'm changing my life, and I've made a commitment, and I walked away from all of the old friends and the old life, because I don't want to go back to that life.
No, I don't want to go
back there.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to go back there, and if you go back with the people that you used to in your old life, then it's harder to keep your commitment. So please forgive me if I just move on.
Okay.
That's all.
I will do that.
Is that good?
I'm glad I got through. That was, you know, because I was just getting upset about it. I was just saying, you know what, next time it happened, I was just going to snap at him.
Well,
then,
he's
you know,
probably upset too, because he doesn't know what's going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. Do you have other people online, or can I ask you another question?
Because everybody else hung up because I couldn't get onto the show.
It's meant for me.
There you go.
talking about that new, you know,
call two or three times?
Yeah,
did you call
times.
In more
because
than
the,
once?
Yeah, twice, because the first time it was it was just ringing, there was nothing going on. There's no noise or anything.
Okay, good enough.
So my second question is, my new spiritual path, I mean, as I told you, it's a little challenging because now I'm starting over. I'm looking for people who are, you know, mind-like people, you know, more spiritual level.
Yes.
And it's a little challenging for me. So do you see those people coming to, I mean, I pray for people coming to my life with their friends, with their relationship. That's what I'm looking for.
Are you going where they are?
I try to put myself out. You know, I'm just trying to figure out where, because, I mean, with my old life, I used to be partying, all that stuff. So I can't do that anymore. So I go
sure.
to the park. I go
sure.
to, you know,
but
places
is,
like now.
Is there,
I'm outside.
Is there a church or is there a...
Yeah, I go to church. I go to church, you know.
But so far you haven't really made connections with friends there?
I follow my intuition. If believe it or not, sometimes even in church, some people that I've come across, my intuition is just telling me no. You know what I mean? It's weird. I would even have thought that. You understand what I'm saying? Because even in the church, I met people, my intuition is telling me to kind of tell me to stay away. I don't know. It didn't really
Why don't you talk with the minister and tell him your situation and ask him what to do.
But to be honest with you, I met one person that I should say that, make it clear. That one person that I become very friend with, very spiritual, who also really helped me, you know, in terms of
one
prayer
is,
and
one
all that
is
stuff.
A,
so, yeah.
One is a start.
Yeah. But it's challenging,
now,
it's really challenging.
Now, do they have prayer meetings or choir or anything like that?
Yeah, they do. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying not to limit myself just in one place. I'm trying to be outside more. I'm trying, like right now, I'm in the park. That's why you hear the noise. You know, at table, like, you know, just enjoy nature and, you know, people who, you know, believe people who are in love with nature will be, you know, it's most likely, you know, you meet people like who just want to relax with, you know, so I go to places like that. You know, I go to the library, I go to, you know, just, interesting. I mean, the one thing I haven't done is going to the museum. Maybe I need to start doing that. But,
yeah, that would be nice. But again, see if there are other activities in the church that you could join in. And then when you're joining in and they see you as part of the church, then they should be reaching out to you more.
Okay.
You need to join in. Keep getting the word join in.
Okay.
In other words, you can't just.
I'll figure it out because if you join in, I will figure out a way to join in. Maybe I'm trying to see if I can do some kind of. Volunteer work or something. I have to figure
out
just to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. That was the message I was getting. Was join in.
Yeah.
You can't you can't exactly expect people to just come over when they don't know if you want them to come over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just because it's a little challenging because this is new to me. It's very new because I used to be surrounded by a lot of people. So just, you know, I made that
decision. Surrounded with people who were in a very different kind of situation.
Yeah.
And where it was, now you have to learn a new way to...
Yeah.
To become friends with people.
Yeah, and I'm ready. I'm open for it, you know. So I just have to be patient, I guess.
And
just,
one of the things I would suggest is that you ask the minister, and tell them that that you have that. You love being a part of this congregation, but you don't quite know how to let people know that you want to be friends, and you don't know how.
Okay.
How can he suggest that you can become a part of the congregation?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense now?
Yeah, I'll do that. You know, it's just, you know.
It's
give it a try and be patient. I think patience is another thing, too, right?
Sometimes I think maybe you're a little bit proud. You're a little bit proud to ask.
I mean, I never really thought about asking. I just figured I go to church on a regular basis pretty much every day. People, you know, and I started to get to know people. Like I said, I made one good friend, and I met another one, but my intuition was just telling me no. My intuition just telling me no. Even though somebody, you know, I guess not everybody goes to church is it's not what they're supposed to be or whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? But because I definitely got a negative that person.
Maybe they just are busy. They have their own life
That person wanted to be friends with me, but just my intuition was telling me no.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't understand it. But one thing I know now, a lot of time my intuition always not the right thing. So sometimes it doesn't make sense. Just go with it. So I just go with my intuition because a lot of times.
If this person wants to be friends with you. Give it a try, and then if it doesn't work out, the both of you will know it didn't work out.
No, I did give it a try, but some things started happening, and then my intuition said no. You know, so I just, we exchanged number, we spoke on the phone, and then I started hearing stuff. You know, so it's just like okay, this is probably you know why I'm getting this.
What kind of talk were you hearing?
Oh, gossip, a lot of gossip, and, you know, and that's not what I want to be in, you know. And
you mean that person was gossiping?
Yeah. And
okay. Well, you just be polite and just wait and maybe until someone else I would say, you know, just be there and be and if somebody needs a ride or somebody is sick or you know if, I don't know does your minister do visitation? Do they go and does he go and see the sick people or anything? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that, like I told you, I'm going to try and see if I can, if I can do some kind of volunteer, even once a week, just is going to kind of
right.
The whole process.
Good.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be something positive, and it's probably going to help me out.
That's one thing that you can also ask the minister, say, you know, I really want to be an active member. I want to be part of the congregation. How do you suggest that I go about this? Is there anything that I can do that you might need a volunteer or something?
Yeah, I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also think it's just a matter of being a little more patient, too. You know, I guess this whole spiritual thing is a lesson I'm learning.
How long have you been going to this church?
Wait a minute, there are other people.
I'm sorry, but there are other people with a question. Okay?
Okay, so, no, I'm good anyway. You answered all my questions, so... I'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, Shirley. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name is Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hi.
We had a very difficult problem. For some reason, I couldn't get onto the show for a while this afternoon.
Okay.
You have a question?
Yes, I want to know if you see a resolution in sight with this judge. The judge is supposed to come to a decision. And I haven't heard anything back yet. You see how he's determining the conclusion?
Hmm. Have you given all of the information, all of the background information, everything that the judge asked for?
Well, he hasn't asked for anything. We did submit the attorney submitted the information, and it's been an ongoing case. He was actually the second judge on the matter. So
I see. What does your attorney say?
They said the same thing, that we have to wait, that he's supposed to make a decision in chambers.
Okay. In chambers?
Yes.
Oh, my, I'm getting a no. What is this? Hmm. I'm just not sure about this lawyer.
About the lawyer?
Okay, the lawyer's telling you the truth is what that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hearing that this judge is set to retire at the end of August.
Uh-huh.
That may
be the reason. Yeah.
Yeah, he picked up another retiring judge docket with the situation, and you know, I want to move, but I don't know if I'm going to end up in another judge's hand with it. No, is it just that he got so much paperwork in front of him? I don't want to know that the case is brushed aside.
I think nothing's going to happen until you change judges. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Okay, do you see me moving anytime soon, next couple of months?
It doesn't look as if you're going to move in 2 months.
Okay.
I wonder whether you should move after August for sure.
After August?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on moving before September, October.
Okay.
I just don't want to see this.
I don't see September, mm-hmm. but more likely August, October.
Okay.
Okay. We do have one more. I hope I've been able to help you, but I do think you should ask your attorney to stay in touch with you and let you know what to do, because that's what his job is. So tell him to keep you informed.
It's a lady attorney, but her
okay.
Her clerk is a male, and
okay.
I mean, I prefer dealing with the lady attorney. I do not want to deal with any more clerks, because I did that with another
okay.
attorney, and he bungled a lot of stuff and created this problem.
Okay.
I do intend to speak to the attorney on Monday, because
mm-hmm.
I just got this information yesterday when I went to court. So I'm
okay.
just wondering, like, what's going on with the judge, and that's it.
Yeah, he may this just be up to his eyeballs in paper, and really not able. He's got more on his calendar than he can handle.
So would it be better to just wait for another judge?
I think so, because sometimes when people are pushed, they don't respond as well. You want whoever's going, you want them on your side.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I would recommend that you just hang tough and wait until there's somebody whoever takes it is also going to be loaded with paper, because this judge is just, he's tired, I think, and overloaded. And I do believe you should wait for another judge. Okay.
Okay.
Call again.
I will. I definitely will.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, love.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Oh, hi, Ada Marie. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, Ada Marie is not with us today. This is Mary Blake.
I'm sorry, Mary. That's fine. I thought it was Ada Marie.
I'm a spiritual healer, and I take people into other lifetimes. Something called multi-life therapy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have a huge question, but I just have one.
What is your name, by the way?
Oh, okay. My name is Anne. And my question is, do you see a meaningful, not just a dating, love relationship for me this year? I met a person that I was attracted to this person last year, even if he is much younger than me. So I don't know if the situation will bring us back together. We were just brought together by the situation. It was not dating or anything. But we
mm-hmm.
were very attracted, and he was not available. That's the issue, and he told me.
Ah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are, let's see, let me find out.
I am
out.
A woman, yeah, my name is Anne.
Mm-hmm. I know, I can tell you're a female.
Yeah.
No, I'm just reaching out.
Take your time, sure. Don't worry.
I can't tell you something that I don't get. I think you need to reach out and be a little bit more active socially. Going to things that you are interested in, not just someplace just to meet someone. But what kind of things do you enjoy, for example?
I'm already attending book club. I work with lots of people during the day. I meet lots of men
mm-hmm.
at work. There is actually one man who is also is interested in me, but he is married, and I even don't feel much attracted to him, even if he was not married. So in reality, I spend all my day at work. It doesn't leave much time for going anywhere else, even if I meet different people. And people who come to the book club, they also married, or at least they have a boyfriend, girlfriend. So in reality, nothing has happened during this year. It's almost like seventh month. Yep.
Did you say the seventh month? Oh, you mean July is the seventh month?
Yeah, it's the seventh month now, and I was hoping that things will develop. Well, when I meet
have you changed anything at the
no,
first
I'm not
of the year that you're saying this is 7 months and nothing has happened, or
not 7th 7 months that I was hoping either to reconnect with someone or to meet a new person. But we're in the middle of July, and nothing has happened. So I'm just thinking,
well
life goes on. I'm not getting any younger.
Forget about the time of year. Forget about the time of year. Okay, forget about the time of year. There's an old, I just got a song, What a Difference a Day Makes. Take one day at a time, not a year at a time, not the months of the year. Take every day and bless it in the morning. Give thanks for the beautiful day you've been given. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I pray a lot. Sometimes I meditate.
Okay, I mean,
I pray for happiness.
Have you got God on a time schedule? You got God on a time schedule? God's got to come through and... Did you give him six months and he didn't find anybody?
No, I didn't do this 6 months. I was not looking. I was hoping that things will happen in my life in more positive direction.
Yeah.
So do you see that I will reconnect with that younger male from last year, or circumstances will not bring us back together? Because there was lots of chemistry on both sides, but he told me he was not available.
I would say that is not going to change. I think you need a very strong answer that if you're waiting for him, you're going to wait a long time.
Okay. Then another gentleman that actually is older than me, he's just a friend, and with him, I don't know if he's available either, but he likes me. Sometimes he asks me on a date. I would say no because I'm not sure your situation. So he's okay to communicate with me in the email from time to time. Will things change with this person?
It's more possible with him. When he asks you to go out, why do you tell him no?
Oh, because I went out before, and he was telling me that he still lives with the woman. And I tell him why you asked me out. Because, you know, I love you, I like you, and this woman, we're having problems. And I told him, you know what, if things are like this, please do not ask me again.
You should tell him, if things are not working out with her, let me know when you're free. That's what you should do.
He enjoys my friendship. He likes to send me pictures of places that he visits. Sometimes we chat on the phone. So cutting him completely, I didn't feel that it was a good thing emotionally for me. Sometimes we need friends too. But I was hoping this thing maybe would develop.
What you should say to him then is until you make a decision about your current relationship, all we can do is be friends. And I told him
multiple times. So that's what he does.
We stay
friends. So do you think that it's possible then with him things something may change?
What is his name?
Robert.
Okay. I'm getting a maybe. But I am getting that you will be meeting someone new.
Oh, that's great. How soon? This year?
I'm getting around Christmas.
Oh, that's great. So, well, I'm pretty much open to meet a nice person. I hope he will be not married. He will be not in the relationship
yes.
with anyone.
Absolutely.
And we will have
absolutely.
A
in the meantime.
Yeah, you know,
in the meantime, just be happy being you and doing the things that you enjoy. And if you take a little extra time, I know you say you're tired after working, but when you get involved with something you enjoy, you find the energy comes to you. Even I used to be exhausted after a day's work, and I would go to a yoga class, and I would think, what am I doing going to yoga when I should go home and go to sleep? And after the class was over, I always say, gee whiz, I wish I could think of somebody to call and we could do something, because I had so much energy from the yoga, you know? So do something for yourself that will make you happy. Get a new haircut. Do something. Do something interesting, something different that will bring new energy into your life.
Oh, definitely. And Mary, do you know maybe a name or initial of this person that I will be meeting? But it won't be Robert, right?
No. No, I can't do that. The spirit guide that I work with, she says the future has not happened until you make it happen, until you make the choices and do it. So I believe that... If you need to do something that will bring out the best in you, think about the things that you really like that you don't need a man for. Do some of the things that you really enjoy.
I understand, but I tried this in the past, and no matter what I did, I get home, and I feel very lonely, and I even got a dog, and it's still not the same. I want to have someone like a partner who will be my best friend to travel, to meet golden years. You know, it's not the same as just going to movies with someone. I just want a connection on a deeper level.
I'm going to have to move on. I've given you what I have.
Oh, okay.
I cannot
so
make
much,
something
Mary.
Up to you.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you so much. How do you spell your last name? Because I never met you before. You've been so wonderful with me.
Blake, Mary Blake.
Blake. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Yes. I have a book which is available on Amazon. It's called Journals of a Healer. Maybe that would.
Oh, I'll try it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Who am I talking with?
This is Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. So I was wondering if you can tell me what you see me doing with my career, like over the next couple of days to weeks, because I've been, well, I could give you some information if you want. I don't know how you work exactly.
Go ahead. Is the information from spirit or from someone else?
No, the information's just from me. Like I've been doing a group classes, but I'd like to start working one-on-one
mm-hmm.
with people again.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know, doing private sessions.
Yes, and because I'm seeing that you definitely have spiritual connections.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been meditating?
I haven't. Spirit's kind of been pushing me that I should start doing that again, but I go through phases
that
I really like it and that I really don't care to do it. So
okay.
Lately, I've not been in the mood.
Did you have a particular style of meditation? What kind of meditation were you doing before?
Well, now I just go on walks, you know, or I'll sit in silence. But I know when Spirit kind of tells me to meditate that I just need to, like, sit there. And, you know, I've studied pranic healing, so there's a special meditation with that I could do, or Silva method I studied also. So I switch off between those.
What I'm getting is that you that you don't want anyone else's meditation, and I'm getting a very, very, very strong message that what you want to do is meditation. I call it kind of sort of. Ad hoc, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you meditate almost like tuning in. You can look at a flower, you can look at a fountain, you can look at just so you kind of tune the ordinary things out. I was given, years and years ago, I was given a sort of a prayer affirmation, and it's my special meditation. Each time I tune in to do healing or take people into another lifetime or whatever we're doing, and as I breathe into that, I just let whatever was on my mind before go, and mainly stop thinking. Originally was the hardest thing for me, was to stop thinking, stop asking questions, stop wondering, am I doing it right? What should I be doing now?
All right, so that's the message. That's what Spirit wants that's the message for me. Stop thinking, stop wondering if I'm doing it wrong. Because I was just saying that before, because I tried to call you a couple times, the audio wasn't working, and Spirit was like, it's the weekend. You have nothing to do with your business. When it's Monday and you're going to be working again, you'll be given something to do. Stop thinking that something's wrong. Nothing's wrong.
Exactly.
I'm so used to thinking that way. Yeah, because I, isn't that interesting? It's about breaking... Yeah. You know what it is? This is the process of, I feel like things are building now. And with that said, I guess I've just been so used to them not working that I don't know. It feels weird because I'm still not in the place exactly where I wanted to be.
You're in a state of transition. And I think that the way you work with Spirit is about to change.
Oh, tell me more. Let's hear about that. That sounds exciting. Oh, hello.
Do you ever open your crown chakra?
I think it's probably open all the time.
You really want to go around open all the time? I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I've been closing it down. I know. Well, lately, because I've been going into the city more, and I said, oh, my God, I have to consciously shut it down because it's It's emptying when I go in when I first start
I can give you a gift. I'll give you I call it my psychic security blanket.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Let's hear.
You close your eyes and tense your body. Tense very, very tight. Your whole body is a fist. Your belly button, your toes, everything. Until you feel yourself sort of trembling and then collapse like a rag doll. Just all at once.
Okay.
Then begin to breathe. Noticing every single breath. Feel it. Feel the breath going in. You just ride that breath. Go deeper and deeper to that very special place inside where nothing can harm you. There you are. Okay. Now, focus on the crown chakra. Reaching out to the center of the universe, pull in the creative force and the healing energy of the universe. It's like you're sucking from a straw only the opposite way. Pull it down to your heart. Pull that energy, that love, down to your heart. Blow away all doubts. Blow. Let it go. Out. Oh, yeah. Ha! Get it. Get rid of it. There you go. Okay, pull in more energy, more love, more healing, and blow out your confusion just completely. Blow away the confusion. That's it. And now, continue just to fill your whole being with this love, with this beautiful creative force and healing energy. And then what I want you to do is to close the crown chakra counterclockwise, 3 rotations. You're locking the beautiful energy in. Do the same thing with the third eye, okay, with the throat chakra, with the heart, solar plexus, abdomen, base of the spine, and just a few laps around counterclockwise. Not sort of like an old lady with a ball of yarn. And this is what I call my psychic security blanket. It's like a screen that keeps the bugs out but lets the beautiful breeze come in. And when you have this psychic security blanket, all of the negative vibes will just bounce off it. But the love, the sincere feelings, the good energy is all going to just come in just beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Does that begin to make sense?
Yeah, that was really nice. Thank you. And,
you're welcome.
You know, when you were talking, I realized that I will go into this zone and I will feel good. It's sort of unrealistic, I guess, but expectations. But when or if I don't see instant results in my career or finances, and by instant I mean even if it's a week or two or three or whatever, if I don't see an improvement,
right,
then I think, well, that's spiritual sort of mumbo jumbo is not practical, and you want it, you know, and you want it to be in the real world.
I can't think of anything that's more practical, to tell you the truth.
Can you share with me with that? Because I noticed that is the thought of, you know, it's sort of like this is not working kind of.
And Spirit says, okay, she doesn't want to play. All right. Spirit is not going to knock you down and force feed you.
Well, what are you supposed to think if you're not seeing results in the physical then? I mean, aren't they linked? Or are
okay,
they not
what are you supposed to think? Some of these things take time. And you need to be, it's almost like, I used to play tennis. And there was a stance where you have the tennis racket right in the middle, and you can go left, you can go right, you can up, you're gonna go up, you can go down, you back. It's like poised anticipation. And what you have to do more than anything is to be, is to notice where the ball is coming from. To take advantage, to be ready for it when it happens. So, does that make sense to you?
There's two things there, because you're saying when Spirit says, oh, she doesn't want to play, and what dawned on me when you were then sharing the explanation was that this is how I've been taking myself out of the game lately. Is
right.
Now, you know, you can call that dark energy or ego or whatever, but it's because then I let that question come in of, is the spiritual path the right path? Like, am I using the right tool to success? And it's weird because I've been on this path for a long time, but I noticed the last couple of weeks here and there, not all the time, but I've sort of been questioning, is this the right path, because you've done it for X amount of time and, you know, you haven't received that success that you've been wanting for so long. So is this the right thing?
Okay.
You know, that thing comes up.
You know, it's funny. But the doubt that you have is getting in between you and what can be yours. And let me give you an example. In my life, I had two horrendous marriages that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And then I met my soulmate, and it was absolutely incredible, and it kept getting more and more and more and more wonderful, and I felt as if we ever married, it would be the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to me. And normally, when your expectations are that high, you're liable to get disappointed. Well, we got married. And it was 100 times better than I expected. I didn't even know they made men that wonderful.
Oh, I love that
and
story.
And 15 months later, he died.
Oh.
And I was in literally a state of shock. The only thing that I could do was I kept telling him, don't worry about me. I'll take care of the earth. You go and you go the highest you can go. You go the farthest you can go. Take advantage of everything that's available to you, and I will handle earth until we get together again. So the time went on, and I kept looking for the good that came, that was there, because there's good in everything. And sometimes it's mighty, mighty hard to find. It took 9 years went by. And I've suddenly realized if he had lived, I never would have recognized my healing ability. I never would have reached out and developed and worked and practiced, and the hundreds and hundreds of people that I've helped wouldn't have me. And so I was at peace. Now, does that make sense? Because we're being cut off very shortly.
Okay. I'm trying to read between the lines as far as the message.
Sure.
Unfortunately,
we are out of time. Someone is calling in, and I don't have time to talk to you because we're on from 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And they're going to shut us off any minute. So
okay.
I hope that makes sense to you. What I suggest to you is that there's a magic word. It's called surrender.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So surrender to what is available. Take advantage of what is available. Make the most of it. And I'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you very much. Wonderful teaching today.
Love and light.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.